boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I think it's safe to say everybody's got something crazy that is on their bucket list that they would like to buy one day or get one day. Maybe it's like, I don't know, a Ferrari or something.
Yeah,
or a motorcycle. I don't know.
Something. Yeah, I got a lot of things I want.
That you're like, if I win the lottery, I'm going to buy myself this or something. And it's super weird. Mine's not that expensive, but it's something I've always wanted. And it sounds strange, but I've always wanted chickens.
Okay. I wouldn't imagine that.
For me?
No, not at all.
I don't know why I've always wanted pet chickens, but I do.
You want them as pets?
Well, yeah, they'll be outside. But I imagine I wake up in the morning and I get my eggs from the chickens, and then I love eggs. Oh my God. I eat sunny side up eggs every morning, and I would eat eggs every day from these chickens. And you can have chickens in the city of Cedar Rapids. You can. It's just only a couple, right?
Okay, yeah, there's probably limits or whatever.
Yeah. So I just need to get a chicken coop and then some chickens. I got offered chickens. So now I just need a coop. I just am like, this is finally my dream coming true.
Here's what I know what would happen.
What?
Is that those chickens would end up inside your house. I know how you operate.
You are so right. Oh my God. You're going to be like, it's too cold tonight. I have to bring them inside.
I had a friend whose grandma
had
an indoor chicken. His name was Daryl. He was a rooster. He would sit on her lap and watch television with her. I think this is your future. No. I just know you will not leave them outside.
No, you're 100% right. I went on a walk yesterday and I said to somebody, and I was like, hey, why is that dog always outside? Like, does that dog ever go inside? And he goes, no, the dog's an outside dog. And I was like, oh, like, what happens when it's cold out? You're right. When it hits to be 20 degrees, I'm bringing those freaking chickens in, man.
Well, and once it's cold out or even really hot out, you're going to be like, I don't want to walk to my eggs. I want my eggs to be being laid in my living room. I know how this would go. Indoor chickens.
I'll have the main bedroom, and then the second bedroom will be the chicken bedroom.
The chicken bedroom. Oh, man.
and the chicken will be named Daryl.
As you should.
Most people want to own a boat one day or a really nice fancy car. No. One day I want to own many, many chickens.
Yeah, and the more I think about it, the more I can see this.
See?
For
see?
You.
Mm-hmm. You see it. Okay, what's your crazy thing that you want to like get one day?
Okay, well, I mean, in general, I would love to have any sort of ranch with all of the animals, but my mom has always said, for some reason, well, actually, she's got her reasons, that she would like our family to have llamas. And here are her reasons. Number one, they're adorable. They're so cute. Number two, you can dress them up. And, you know, there's always those like llama hikes where you can walk with a llama and they just are there for emotional support. And then her biggest reason is that we can use them as self-defense because they spit at people.
I was going to say, don't llamas spit? That's what I thought.
She's like, I would just love for us all to have our own llamas so they will spit on our enemies. I don't know who our enemies are. Does my family have enemies? I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking. She knows something. You know what you could do?
Mm-hmm.
With that spit, instead of giving coal out to people for Christmas, you give them llama spit.
Our llama spit.
See?
Oh, yeah, that's worse.
Here's what's hot and what's not. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
TikTok has been making shower routines extra fabulous recently.
Yeah.
There have been a couple of different trends of people talking about like their shower routines. We all heard about the everything shower where you take like, I don't know, minimum 45 minutes to wash and exfoliate and shave everything. And this is just another way to level up on your shower game. Now, this, in theory, is kind of stupid. I will preface that. But I've seen a lot of people talking about how it has benefited their shower game and how relaxing it makes it. And I'm talking about the viral shower lamp trend.
Oh, Really set the mood here.
Gonna make me fall asleep.
Sorry.
Yeah, so there is this lamp that people are putting in their shower. Now, before you're like, hello, are you trying to get electrocuted?
It sounds like a normal.
They're not normal lamps. Oh. You should not plug in a lamp and hope that it reaches the shower. That's going to end very badly for you, obviously. But the girl that we think started this, her name is McKenna, and she went viral for showing this battery-powered lamp that she leaves in her shower on the little shelf up in the corner. It's dimmable, and she swears this is like having a spa.
Yeah,
in your home.
I bet
that with she likes to pair it with a Bluetooth speaker. Ooh. To play some, you know, calming music. And now I'm seeing these shower lamps everywhere.
I just
every
saw it
day.
On my TikTok For You page, but it was a different lamp.
It looks nice though. Mm-hmm. Right, it's dim. It's like, who doesn't want to have a spa in their own home? So now I'm thinking, like, what other things can we do to up our shower game?
Oh, I feel like my shower game is so upped.
Oh, you're there.
I'm already there. I take my showers very seriously.
I know you shower in the dark.
Yes, in
the dark?
I do.
Or with a candle?
With a candle.
Okay.
I shower with a candle every night.
You probably would love the shower lamp then. Oh,
the candle is like a nice little flicker. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It just like flickers. I really, really like that. Honestly, that started because of the derecho. When we didn't have electricity for like 2 weeks at my place, I had to use candles to have any type of light. And that has, ever since then, the whole reason why I use candles while I'm in, not in the shower. There's no candle in the shower. It's
outside of the shower.
It's outside the shower. But I do a candle. I have music.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I have my Apple AirPods in or what?
In the shower?
Yeah, I don't get them wet.
Oh, I guess if it's not hair washing,
it's not, if it's
that
not
feels
hair washing,
risky,
day.
But
oh,
okay.
It's worth the risk.
Okay.
Or I just like play my phone on speaker or whatever.
Yeah.
My favorite. Now, this is one of my favorites. If I really want to relax, what I do is, maybe I shouldn't recommend this or anything. I'll take like a little sleeping pill that you would like or whatever. Like, what are they called? Like a
melatonin?
Yeah, one of those. And then I'll have a glass of wine.
Oh.
And it. I don't know what I start seeing things, but it's great.
That's not a calming shower. That's like a psychedelic shower.
It's the perfect time for a cat story with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
Have you ever been handed a homework assignment and it was a very strict theme that you had to follow? And you're like, let's see how much I can push this theme. And if the teacher will still give me an A. And you turn in your homework and they were like, yeah, that's not really what I was asking for.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a little too creative with that one.
Kind of doing the exact same thing right now with this cat story.
You're pushing the limits.
I'm pushing the limits, okay. Baby. Okay. So there's a guy, he was walking his dog and he found what he thought was a cat in the alley. That's the only part of this whole story that's a cat.
But it's not actually a cat. It's like a raccoon or something.
Worse.
Oh.
Not a raccoon. So he realizes it's not a cat. And actually, he probably shouldn't touch what it is. It's kind of a little dangerous. So he calls the people at the Richmond Wildlife Center in Virginia. And they come and they take care of what is in the alley. And they take it back to their wildlife center. And they've been taking care of what they found in the alley. And that is a kit.
What's a kit?
A kit is a baby fox.
Oh my God. I was like, what are they looking at that they really aren't sure if it's a cat or not?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's a baby fox. Now, okay, what you thought that was cute. Hold up.
I got to Google what this thing looks like.
Dude, they are going above and beyond for this baby kit.
Oh.
So basically, it's a baby little fox. Again, called a kit. And they're doing their best to get this kit back in the wild. That's what they want to do at the end of it.
Right.
They want to get him or her back in the wild as much as they can. So what they need to do is try not to leave any human impression on the kit. So they are doing their best to act like mother foxes. And if you go to their Facebook page, again, the Richmond Wildlife Center in Virginia, you can find a video that they posted on their Facebook page. And it is showing them wearing a red fox mask, rubber gloves, and they're feeding the tiny little kit from a syringe.
So that it thinks it's their mom.
They think. So the kit thinks that is a fox. they don't talk. They are quiet around it because, again, they do not want this kid to know that they are not a fox.
Right.
So they're wearing a mask and everything. And then what they do is when they're not feeding, because they have to feed the kid about every 2 to 3 hours. So when they're not feeding them, they actually have a stuffed animal.
Oh, my God.
Inside, so that the baby kit can cuddle up to it as well.
Uh-huh.
It is the cutest thing that they are doing to try to get it as much of a normal fox life as they can.
Right.
With the intention of getting it back into the wildlife.
Okay.
Isn't it cute?
It's adorable. And I also know why I'm not cut out for a job like that. Because I'd be like, I could just take it home and I will be its mother.
If you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
You know, the good thing about a bad date story is that it normally comes with a lesson.
It's true.
Something to learn from it. So today's lesson is don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah. We've heard it 1,000 times. Okay. Now I need to hear the story to believe it.
Well, let me get right into it. This comes from a gal, and she says, I had been chatting with this guy on Bumble for a week or so and was really excited to meet up with him in person. We had a lot in common, and he was a little bit nerdy, which I think is super cute. We agreed to meet up for a drink one weeknight after we both got off of work, but immediately when I got there, I could tell that he was really nervous. He gave me like an awkward side hug and didn't really make eye contact with me. And then when we sat down, he waited for me to start the conversation. So I tried to make small talk over the cocktail menu and what I was going to order. But he just kept looking more and more nervous. He was starting to sweat. He was giving me one word answers and he just kept looking down at his lap. I was just talking to fill the space and said I was really interested in what he did for work and that I thought it was really cool that he was into engineering. And he interrupted me and said, "Is this a joke?" I was confused. I tried to giggle it off because I thought he was just giving me a hard time. But he kept going and he said, "Okay, yeah, I get it. This is a joke." And he stormed out. I was really confused, but when I got home, he had messaged me on Bumble saying he doesn't appreciate being messed with and his time being wasted. What is he talking about? I don't understand, but I just brushed it off and kept it pushing because I had no idea what he was talking about. A few days later, he messaged me again on Bumble, but this time he was apologizing and he said his coworkers had been playing pranks on him, and he thought our date was a setup because he found me too attractive to believe I would actually be interested in him.
Oh, no.
Moral of the story, do not assume the worst.
No.
Poor guy. He just couldn't even believe it was real. He thought it was a prank.
No. Okay, wait. 2 questions. Do we know if they got a second date?
I'm going to guess
she didn't answer.
No, because it was, I can imagine why that would rub you the wrong way.
But I also get that. Have you ever gone on a date with somebody, or have you ever dated someone who's like, you're like, dude,
you way are, out of your league.
Dude, you're like, dude, you are too hot for me. This can't be real. Am I getting punked right now?
Are you just staying with me because you feel bad for me?
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Well, enjoy it, everybody. It's the first day of spring, officially.
Oh, yeah.
But I also feel like it's the last day before second winter. You know how this goes.
Oh, I know.
We get a tease of what to expect. It's sunny. The sky's blue. Hey, I even see there's some yellow flowers outside of the studio. And guess what? After the next couple days, they're going to be dead. Whoa. Just like my insides. Because I'm over second winter, and we haven't even had it yet. But
because there's chance of snow in the forecast?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yep. That's exactly it. So, like I said, enjoy today. Relish in the moment, because it's all over. It's really starting tomorrow. It's going to be cold and freezing and depressing and too bad.
Just like Taylor's insides.
Yeah. I reflect the weather.
I feel like it was either our childhood or college that we ruined a lot of things for ourselves as adults. Yes. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
because we overindulged as kids, or we overindulged in things in college, and now we can't do those things.
We're sick of them.
Mm-hmm. We want to know, what did you overindulge in that you can no longer enjoy?
I will go with what I overindulged in college, and that was hanging out at bars. I definitely overindulged. You were just saying earlier, you're like, oh, you never go out and do anything.
You don't.
And it's like,
you're a homebody.
I am. And even over the weekend, for some reason, I was looking through like my Snapchat memories.
Yeah.
And I was seeing all these pictures and videos from college, out at the bars with my friends. And I was like, wow, I did a lot of shots in my day. I could never do that now because there's just no will. I'm like, I did the bar thing. I did the bar crawls.
Mm-hmm.
I did the themed parties. And now I don't see any joy in doing it. I would rather be on my couch. So I overindulged. And for that reason, I do not do it anymore.
Is that why your social battery's a little low? Because you just like never want to hang out.
Yeah, I think so. Because I don't think I had I did have a social battery back then, but not like I do now. I don't think I prioritized it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And now with all of the other adult responsibilities, I'm like, there's not enough percentage for me to go hang out at the bars.
We've all had that moment where you're like, oh, I ruined it for myself. Mm. I can no longer enjoy this because I had too much of it. We want to know, why did you overindulge in that you can no longer enjoy? Maybe it's a food. Maybe it's like an activity, something that you do. I don't know. Maybe like doing puzzles or whatever. You did too many puzzles and you're like, mm-hmm. can't do them anymore.
I'm over it.
Yeah. What is that?
Sarah on the Ziona 2.9 Facebook page. I can't believe this. But she said Reese's Pieces.
I never liked those to begin with. The pieces? No.
Oh,
I get a girlfriend.
That's insane. We want to know what that thing is for you that you had way too much of that you don't even like it anymore.
But I'm close to her, though.
The Reese's Pieces?
It's candy. Sweetnesses. Sweetness. I ate too many sweets, mostly candy, as a kid. Mm. I overindulged. Dude, I ran on candy. That was my water. As a kid,
yeah.
I drank candy pretty much, basically. So now as an adult, it's really, 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 really hard for me to enjoy like sweet things.
Yeah, you just never crave it.
And I never crave it. And when I do have it, it has to be in very small like amounts or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So like normal people can eat a full candy bar just fine. Me, it is super hard for me. Like, it just makes me not feel good. I just don't enjoy it. I don't like it. I cannot eat a full-size candy bar. A fun size, you know, the little baby
ones?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That's it for me. One little baby one, and I'm rocking and rolling now as an adult. Dude, I can't even eat a full... If you give me a cake, give me without icing.
Okay, now you're just sick for that.
Because it's too sweet for me. The icing's too sweet. I can't do it. I overindulged as a kid, so I would prefer cake without icing, please.
I feel like you're like sucking up to your dentist right now. Like, my teeth are so healthy.
5054 just texted us answering the question, what did you overindulge in that you can no longer enjoy? And they said dating.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sure if you are like...
I get
all
that.
In for too long, you may want to give up on it.
When you've gone on too many first dates and it just is over and over again, I get that.
It gets repetitive and you get sick of it.
100%. And we're talking things that obviously are not just food. They could be like dating, like 54 texted in. It could be activities as well. I told you earlier, it's candy, sweet things. It's really hard for me. Also, I overindulged in the board game Pandemic during the pandemic. And now I cannot play that game. It is no longer fun for me because I played way too much of it.
So now it's just not fun.
Just
you
not
know what's going to happen.
And when someone says, let's play the game, I'm like, can we not? It's just not fun. It's a really long game. It goes on and on forever.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it's no longer fun for me. So when people pull that game out, I'm just like, I'll go in the corner and drink or something. Like, I just don't want
me out.
I don't want to play it anymore.
I feel that way, and I don't judge me or come for me, but I feel that way about like sporting events, like attending sporting events.
Well, you were a dancer for the University of Iowa,
and that is why. I am burnt out.
Yeah, but I cheered too, and I'm not burnt out.
I don't know what it is. In 4 years of college, I was at every football game, pretty much every basketball game, pretty much every wrestling meet, like every sporting event.
You had more than we did.
Every sporting event I was at.
You guys had to do volleyball too, didn't you?
Volleyball games. There were some baseball games, and it was a blast. Don't get me wrong, but yeah. I also had the best sitting in the house. The coolest experience. So now when I go as a retired woman, it's not the same. And I'm like, sitting in the stands is boring.
It's not that good of a seat.
It's not as fun. I had my time.
Yeah.
I'll stay home and watch it on TV at that point.
I get that. That one makes sense.
I overindulged.
Can you imagine being sick and tired of sweet tea?
Ooh.
Or almonds? Oh, come on.
So random, but maybe that was their go-to like snack or drink or something.
Well, sweet tea, that's the problem for Matt. Tracy said almonds. Those are things that they overindulged in and now they can no longer enjoy.
I get it. If you have too much of it at some point, you get sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
Colin, what's that thing for you?
Mine would have to be watermelon. When I was little, my dad always had me do like watermelon eating contests when we were out DJing and stuff. And now that I'm an adult, I just can't stand anything watermelon.
Are you like a champion at it? Like you really know how to eat some watermelon?
I was really good, unfortunately, at it. So my dad was like, oh, you should just do more. And then more and more. And then now, oh.
I can imagine any sort of competitive eating would it end up that way.
That's why I could never do a hot dog eating contest. I don't want to ruin hot dogs for myself.
Dude, just watching the one that happens on the 4th of July, that is enough overindulging for me to even see. Kelsey, what's that thing for you?
Maraschino cherries. But when I was a kid, I would get Shirley Temples all the time because I thought they were so sophisticated. And I'd always ask for extra cherries. And I just got so burned out on them by the age of like 12. And I cannot stand to even look at them now.
Man. I love a Shirley Temple. That's too bad. You have too
now
much
it's ruined.
Of it. Really such a bummer. Raven, what did you overindulge in and now you can't stand it?
My boyfriend that I just got.
Did you just like hang out with him too much or what happened?
Yes. So we had like the fire, the sparks, all the things in the beginning. And it was like so much of an overindulgence that now I just get the ick. We broke up already.
No.
How long did it last?
3 months, barely.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win. Nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
First official day of spring, which means now you have to start thinking about spring cleaning.
Boo!
And
no.
The crowd goes wild with boos.
I hate it. I know it's good and it's satisfying when it's over, but the thought of where do I even begin haunts me.
I know. It makes my stomach turn. With knots. But let me put you in a better mood when you are thinking about spring cleaning. Let's do a trivia question that has to do with it. Woo! Yay. And the crowd goes wild. Woo! Yeah! Okay, let's just get to it. During spring cleaning, we will throw out 37 million of these. What is it? Not just you personally, Taylor. Because I know you have a problem with a lot of things.
I got a lot of body lotions. About 37 million. Jeez. So far, 24/37 said old pots and pans.
Ooh.
I should do that.
Yeah, ones where you don't have like the lids matching to it, like the, you know, the covers to them or whatever.
Or the cookie sheets with years of just crap burnt to it.
Yep.
It's time to say goodbye.
5739 said pillows. Those throw pillows you don't need anymore.
Or your pancake flat bedroom pillows.
Those are my favorite though.
So strange. Tara says clothes with tags still on them.
I got tons of those.
Same.
She can relate. During spring cleaning, we will throw out 37 million of these. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
We will throw out 37 million mismatched Tupperware pieces.
What's wrong with me?
I have so many things.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
At the beginning of the new year, it's pretty common to hear people saying like, oh, I'm not doing alcohol right now. I'm doing dry January, taking a little bit of time off to, you know, start the year off on a strong foot. Mm-hmm. But there's a new term that's sort of like dry January that has nothing to do with alcohol at all. And that is boy sober.
Yeah.
So there's girls on TikTok who are talking about how they've been kicking off their 2024 for the last couple months and plan to for... Some say 6 months, some say an entire year to be boy sober. A lot of them are Gen Z or a little older. Mm. So really our age group. And boy sober is the decision to ditch relationships of any kind so you can work on yourself.
Yeah.
So the girl who really like kicked this thing off honestly kind of shook me to my core because she said that this came to her like on a night out with her girlfriends and there was so much drama in her life around her relationships and dating and all of these things that she decided that she wanted to be boy sober. She wanted to create rules for herself for an entire year, which included no dating, no apps, no dates, no exes, and no situationships. Because she was like,
oh,
when I have thought about it, I've been like, yeah, I've been single since high school, but have I really? Because you're not single if someone is taking up your brain space.
100%.
Which I was like, mind blown. Mm-hmm. Even if you just have a little fling with somebody, they're occupying their mind. So now girls all over are like, I'm holding myself to this. I'm going to be boy sober and I'm going to be such a better person from it.
And guess what, girlfriends? You are going to find your guy as soon as you do boy sober. That it happens every time.
Is exactly what I was going to say.
It happens. The time that every time that I have done something like this, I have found somebody. I remember it was out of college. I was living with my sister and I was like, I remember in college, I was like, I just want to focus on college. I want good grades. Mm-hmm. I want to just focus on that. After, I was like, I just kind of want to focus on getting into the real world and be an adult. And that is when I met somebody.
Because it's like when you're not trying and when you're not looking, I think maybe it's because you're so much more attractive to other people.
That's what
you're
I wonder.
Oh, she's a boss. Oh, she like can hold her own and she's already independent. Why not? Like, that is just so much more attractive to other people.
I always wonder, do you give off different energy during that era? Because when you're like looking, do you give more of like a desperate era?
I think so.
I don't know. I've always wondered.
Even if you don't mean to, I think it's desperate versus like, I keep saying like boss girl energy, unbothered, like you like me or you don't type energy, which
no, 100%.
I feel like people are more into.
And people love hard to get. So I feel like when you're also in that time frame of when you like aren't looking, you're kind of more like hard to get.
100%. Hard to get is always way more fun.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Okay, call me crazy, but I feel like TikTok is making dating so much easier. Or I guess not as hard to think about date ideas.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know what you're saying.
I feel like when I was in high school or in college and I was trying to like think of a date, I'm like, oh my God, what do? We do bowling again? Do we?
You want to go walk circles around Lindale Mall?
The movies again. See the same one movie we just saw last weekend again. Like,
yeah.
TikTok, I noticed that there are so many ideas of like almost sometimes free dates that you could even just do at home.
People are so creative, and then it becomes a trend where you're like,
yes,
I want to do that even more because I've seen other people doing it and it looks so fun.
You just see it like all over your TikTok For You page and you're just seeing other couples do this and it's so cute. I'm thinking, I want to do this with you even though we're not dating.
Okay. I'm scared.
Will you do it with me? But it's like these couples and they're painting each other. So like I would get a canvas and I would paint you and then you would get a canvas and then you would paint me. Now just know, I'm not good at even drawing stick people.
Yeah, there's always one who's like pretty decent. Yeah. And then there's one that you're like slightly offended of like, is that what you think I look like?
I think that's a cute date night at home. Because as you're painting, you could be talking to each other. You have those deep conversations that I love.
And then I can fight about how big you made my nose afterwards.
And you can sleep on the couch. Yeah, exactly. I think that's a cute, pretty cheap date night at home. I'm also thinking of, this was kind of a little viral, like, last summer. I feel like it was last summer, but I'd like to bring it back again where you like went to Target and you got things that you both went to Target, but you separated in the store.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had like themes or whatever. So like I had to buy things that I knew was your favorite color. So your favorite color is green, Taylor. So I would buy something in the color of green.
Some lettuce. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just playing along.
Do you really want lettuce?
No, I would be so weirded out if you were like, here's your lettuce.
And then you'd have to get something that you like reminded me of you or something we can do together, like a board game or something. You know what I mean? And then you would come home and you would show each other the gifts that you got each other. I thought that was the cutest thing ever.
I like that too. Could get a little expensive.
Could get.
And again, you got to be careful about what you pick because if you say that the toilet plunger reminded you of me.
Oh, dear Lord.
We're breaking up.
Dude, I can't help it. Every time I see videos on my TikTok For You page and it's the couples painting each other, I'm like getting extremely jealous of them.
It's such a fun, but also like really quite an easy date night.
I know. I'm like, that's so cute. I want to do that.
I love any sort of like TikTok date trend that includes a craft. Mm-hmm. I'm a crafty girl, but I think it's fun to like make something with your significant other because it's fun to do it.
Yeah.
And then it's something that you get to like keep or display in your apartment or your house or whatever. So I have seen people that decorate mugs or candles, or I really love the ones where they like paint on the wine glasses.
Yes.
Because then you can make like a his and hers or whatever version to use on your wine nights. That's on my list of things that I'd like to do. You mentioned that you keep seeing people paint their significant other, like you both paint each other, but I keep seeing a version where you each start with a blank canvas and you start painting whatever you want. I could paint a unicorn and my boyfriend could start painting a tree, I don't know. And then we switch after 5 minutes and then you get to take their painting in whatever direction you want. And then you switch again after 5 minutes. So you end up with two pieces of art that you both worked on.
That's cool.
However, a lot of the times somebody screws it up. So I kind of want to try that one too to see what happens. See who screws it up. It probably would not be me.
No, it wouldn't.
And then more recently, I've seen a lot of people, I love this because it costs zero money if you wanted it to. You just build a fort and you watch movies.
No.
I love, how many times as a kid were you like, I want to build a fort and I want to watch my favorite Disney Channel original? That's what people are doing.
Stop it.
Except like using their nice couches and like grown up things.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Or I've seen some people who like pull their mattress pad off their bed. Like they get real inventive with these forts and let it take over their living room and just have a movie night. So then you can act like kids.
Dude, anytime that you can act like a kid for a date night or just spending it with your significant other is like the most romantic, funnest thing that you can do.
I really want to build a fort.
Dude, that would be so much fun. And then you get like those candles that like don't, not like a legit, no, hold up, not like a legit candle because you would start a fight. Or not a fight.
That's a different. I don't want to.
Not a fight. You would start a fire. No, get those like fake, like dollar, you know, candles that are fake.
Like the tea lights?
Yeah. Get one of those. Make it.
I don't trust your judgment at all.
It was a lot of fun earlier talking about those things that you overindulged in, maybe as a kid or even just recently, and now you're sick of it. You cannot have mm-hmm. it anymore.
It's such an unfortunate thing because it could be something that you loved mm-hmm. and now you hate it. Kate, what's that thing for you?
Green beer.
Would that happen to have happened this weekend?
It sure did.
You say that now until next year rolls around. You're like, yeah, I'll give it another try.
Absolutely.
It happens. I feel like booze is mm-hmm. so easy to overindulge in a specific one. And then you're like, I can't. If you open that bottle near me, I'm going to get irpy.
Oh, no, 100%. I think everybody has one alcoholic drink that they mm-hmm. had a little too much of that they can never go back to. Mm-hmm. What is yours?
I feel like I have a couple, but I'll leave it to one specifically, and that is Smirnoff Red, White, and Blues.
No!
I had a bad 4th of July, is what I'll say. And for that reason, I'm out, and I will not repurchase.
God bless America.
That is not what I was saying that day. Anyways.
Mine is kind of close. Mine is Mike's Hard Lemonade.
There's
like the strawberry lemonade. Uh-huh. Nope. It's too many.
I almost feel like I know a lot of people say like Hawkeye vodka and like all of the ones that literally are disgusting. But sometimes it's the sneak attacks, the ones that taste
mm-hmm.
good
mm-hmm.
one time and they're not good the second time.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.